Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Yod Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Eser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan Rezivik Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. We continue dashing the pasuk regarding an Irani Dachas. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'skol Shalal Tikbites Al Teich Rechayv V'Gaymer. All of its spoils, meaning all the goods of the city, shall be gathered into the Rechayv, the main gathering area, the main place of the city that everyone hangs out. And this tells us, Im Ein LeRechayv, if there's no main area, Aysen LeRechayv, we have to make a main area and gather everything there. Let's say the main gathering area of the city was actually outside of it. We bring it inside the city, and that's where everything is gathered and burned. The pasuk continues, the city and all of its spoils, meaning everything in it, is burned, totally and completely for Hashem, your God. What do we learn from here? Shalala, its spoils or its good, its bounty, that tells us, not something Shemayim related. From here they said, something that's hektish inside the city has to be redeemed first, so now it's not kaddish anymore, and then it could be burned. Utrumas yirkavu. If there's truma in the city, it has to be left to rot. It can't be burned. Meiser sheni v'kisvei kodesh yiganezu, and any meiser sheni or holy scrolls, they have to be hid away, and only then we burn everything else in the city. We continue dashing the pasuk, which says, "Kalu Hashem lekecha, totally burnt for Hashem your God." What does this teach us? Amar Rav Shimon says, "Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Hashem says, Im atem oisin din biyani dachas. If you do this din, if you meet out this justice against an yani dachas, mal ani alechem kiilu atem malim oil kol lefanoi. I treat it as if you brought a carbon oil, which is completely burned before me, so it's a wonderful thing to carry out this judgment against." We continue, the pasuk says, "V'haisa tel oilam loisi bane oid," and it shall be a mound forever, it shall never be rebuilt. What does this tell us? Loisi asa afilu ganas pardesim divir Rabbi Yosei Glili tells us that this city is never allowed to be redone, even if it's just turning it into gardens and orchards. Whereas Rabbi Kiva argues that no, loisi bane oid tells us, l'chamay shahaisa in anivnis, it can't be rebuilt like the way it was before, a thriving metropolis of a city. Aval nasas hi ganus pardesim, but it could be turned into gardens and orchards, and that is okay. Lastly, the pasuk tells us, "V'lo yidbak biyadcha me'uma min acherem," nothing from the cherem, meaning nothing from the city, is allowed to stick to your hand. You're not allowed to benefit from anything. Why is that? Shekol zman shesham ba'olam, as long as Rishayim are in the world, meaning as long as a zecher, a remembrance, some of the stuff of the Rishayim is here and a person's using it, charoinaf ba'olam, there's anger in the world of the Rishayim in olam. But once the Rishayim and all their stuff is not here anymore, nostalgic charoinaf min olam, the charoinaf, the anger, also leaves the world. And on to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, the following people get chenek. In previous prakim, we discussed the other three Mrs. Bezdin and who'd receive them and all the different details. And now we're on to the last one, chenek, choking. Who gets it? So we have a whole bunch. Hamaka of imai, someone who strikes their father or mother. V'gain of nefesh Yisrael, someone who kidnaps a yid. V'zakin mamriel pi Bezdin, a zakin who rebels against Bezdin. This is referring to the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagazis, the great Sanhedrin of 71. If we have a zakin, an elder, who in front of the Sanhedrin rebels against them and paskins against them, he's going to be chayav chenek. And a false prophet, someone who gives a nevuah, a prophecy in the name of one of Vaidzara, Valbal Eshes Ish, someone who lives with a married woman, Vizoyme Bas Kayin, Edim Zoyman of a daughter of a Kayin. They claimed that the daughter of a Kayin who was married lived with a different man. Turns out that they were Edim Zoyman, so they're going to get Chenek. And Ubaila, if a man actually lives with a Bas Kayin who's married, he's also going to get Chenek. Now we go on to the details of these things we just mentioned. Hamaka of Vimai, one who strikes his father mother, Enechayv is not Chayv Chenek, Achi Yasev and Chabura, until he makes chabura, he causes a wound, and zechor mekalim mamaket. This turns out to be a chumra by somebody who curses their parents, and by somebody who strikes them. Shamakala lachar miso chayiv. If somebody curses their parents even after their parent died, he's chayiv. Whereas hamakal lachar miso potter. If someone strikes their parent after they're dead, he's potter, because we know that after a person dies, they can't get a wound, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for striking them. On to the next one. Hagayim nefesh miyisrael. Someone who kidnaps a yid, ainu chayiv ad shechnisen al rishusoy. He's not chayiv for this until he brings that kidnapped person into his own rishus. And that's based off of a pasuk. Now Rabbi Huda says, "Achach nisan l'rushusay v'yestamish bai." Not only does he have to bring him into his own rishos, he also has to use him. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'his amir bai mucharay," and he used him or he sold him. So it's only if he kidnaps a person, brings him into his rishos, and uses him, makes him do some sort of work. Only then the kidnapper is chayiv chenek. What about hagayim as benai? Somebody kidnaps his own son. So Rabbi Shmuel benai shol b'yichon b'rekam chayiv. He's mechayiv because it's considered kidnapping. Or zvacham paiter and zvacham pater because the pasuk says a guy kidnaps v'nimtza b'yadai and it's found in his hand. Now a son, according to the Chachamim, is considered already found by the person. It's not like a chiddush. Oh wow, this guy was kidnapped and now he's found by his father. It's normal for a son to be by the father, and therefore, if father kidnaps his son, he's not going to be chayiv. Lastly, gone of misha chatzi eved or chatzi ben chayrin. If somebody kidnapped somebody who's a half eved, half free person, Rabbi Huda mechayiv a chum paitrin. And the way that a person could be a half eved, half ben chayrin is if he's owned by two masters. Let's say Reuven and Shimon jointly own an eved, and Reuven freed his part of the eved, but Shimon still kept him, so he's a half Eved, half Ben Chayrin. Over here also, we have Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chamim, whether or not a person can be Chayv Misa for kidnapping such a fellow. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to explain these different people who are Chayv Chenek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.